Saddle up your horses. Well, God bless you. Welcome to the Robin Walters Show here on the Red Sky Radio Network. Ah, boy, are we having fun yet? Oh, my goodness, this Democratic National Convention. I am going to start out with some sort of good news, because then we got to go into the weeds, deep weeds they are. I have to make a little bit of an apology or explanation here at the onset. This program, because I'm not Rush Limbaugh, I don't get to dictate when my programs get aired in different parts of the country. So I have to do a program that gets to the various stations in time for them to do it. That having been said, this program is being done without one speech having been heard, and that's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, also known as the heckling hyena, also known as Calamity Harris, also known as the wicked witch from the West, or we could go on and on. But I don't need to hear it. It's going to be lies, because that's all that's in the Democrat DNA. The left has a lying spirit. It's just simply part of their DNA. And that's what you're going to hear about here today. So we're going to cover a lot of stuff. I'm not going to go into great detail about any one speaker, but because we have some other issues to cover. Whatever Calamity Harris says after this program has gone out, if it's necessary, we can address it next week. But you pretty much know what it's going to be if you even want to hang around to watch it. I will say this, that I think if you were on a weight loss program, and you were struggling, and it wasn't working out. If you just watched the Democratic National Convention, you would throw up enough times to lose a meaningful amount of weight. But I did promise we were going to start with some good news. Well, sort of good news, but it's also scary good news. Deals with the Supreme Court turning back the Biden-Harris campaign's plans to redefine sex under Title IX to include tranny surgeries, tranny politics, the whole tranny business, which, goodness sakes, Michelle Oh went nuts on tranny crap. I mean, there are only two things, abortion, trannyism, and racism. Racism being first, that's all she can talk about. Who, incidentally, went to an Ivy League school, grew up very quite privileged. But I guess she has to advocate because she feels guilty for having certain privileges. Anyway, so the Supreme Court said, and I'm not going to go through the details of this because we don't have time, that no, they cannot, do not have the authority to redefine sex to include transgenders in the various federal protections and accommodations. Good news? Yes. What's the bad news? The bad news is the decision was 5-4. 5-4. I mean, Gorsuch joined the three witches of, what is it, Westwood or whatever that movie was or something. Anyway, in saying, yeah, this does constitute something that could be included under Title IX, even though all this tranny crapola was never considered, discussed, or contemplated in the crafting of this legislation. This is just a Supreme Court coming dangerously close to doing whatever it wants to do because it actually holds the Constitution in disdain. In fact, the Constitution is nothing more than a speed bump on the way to a totalitarian left-wing society. 5-4. So you end up with Cammy No Brains, and you end up with Dumb and Dumber as president and vice president. If that's what we ended up with, and they pick one Supreme Court justice in 4 years, there are a bunch of things that could turn, and there'll be no going back unless the states secede. And I know you're tired of hearing me talk about that, but we got to. Okay, I'm going to throw this in. This is sort of out of sync with everything else, except it's really important. A new Oxford study, very credible study out of Oxford University, shows that only the kids who took the COVID jab had heart problems and died. They do not know of one young male that died of pericarditis or myocarditis. Not one that died not having had the shot. Not one. 100% of the deaths that they've traced in this study of young boys, young men, like 12 to 25, or I can't remember the age group, dying from myocarditis or pericarditis, 100% of them took the jab. Moral of the story, tell the CDC to stick it, the WHO to stick it the next time they try to force something on you, like the monkeypox thing, which they're kind of gearing up for. They say it's a worldwide epidemic. Well, maybe it is among monkeys. I don't know. But get ready for them if the polls start to turn the wrong way for the Democrats. Now, I do have another piece of good news, and this goes back a couple. That's not good news, but the story from, I don't know if it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I had made the statement rather firmly, because I firmly believe it, that I wanted Harris to surge in the polls. And I think I mentioned it again last week. Why? Because I want there to be this ebullience in the Democrat Party. They're all in this porno love fest talking about killing children in the womb and tranny this and tranny that at the DNC. I want them to have this love fest and be so full of themselves that they think that it's less than necessary to cheat. It's less than necessary to actually get out and try to win this election literally and truly. Truly win it with valid votes. I want them to be so overconfident that they don't think that they need to vote. I mean, that yeah, a lot of Dems don't think they need to vote because somehow it's in the bag. They'll just let somebody else do that. And now a piece came out just the other day, just before the campaign, the DNC started, that said that the Democrats, some of them are fearing overconfidence will destroy the Harris campaign. So they actually came out and said what I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, that this is what I'm hoping, because Hillary didn't think she had to cheat. She thought she had it in the bag, and she got slammed. Trump didn't. Trump thought, and there was a certain measure of overconfidence, that that he was going to win, and most Republicans thought so, and a lot of Christians sat on their stinking derriere and never made it to the polls and voted. Shame on you, or them, whoever you may be. That's why Trump lost, is because Christians did not vote enough to put him, not like they voted for Biden, although some did stupidly and foolishly. I don't understand how you can be a Christian to vote and support Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden. I really don't, unless you're abysmally ignorant. I mean, you're as mentally gone as Joe Biden is, and you accidentally pull the Democrat lever. And then, of course, that brings us up today, which I hope is a replication in one respect of 2020 and 2016, that in each case the losing parties lost because of a certain measure of overconfidence in the respective parties, that in the case of the Democrats, considered that not only did real Democrats not maybe need to get out because it was in the bag, but they also didn't need to cheat. And then over to the Republican side in 2020, where too many Christians and other conservatives didn't vote because they thought Donald had it in the bag. Now, there is such a thing, and I don't mind this love fest. It's sickening. It's nauseating. It makes me want to run to the window, throw it open, and hurl about every 12 minutes from what I've seen of this. But it falls in line with this overconfidence hope that I have. But it also kind of dovetails with another feature. That is, you can peak too early. And if she is peaking here in August, that gives September and October to fall apart, collapse, implode, make all kinds of screw-ups. In the name of democracy, she refuses to debate Donald Trump on Fox. She won't do that. She's gutless. She's a whore from hell. That's what I think of Kamala Harris. And then she got the feckless little minion behind her, little Mr. AWOLS, who lies about his military record, who they're all trying to defend as saying he misspoke. Look, you don't spend 25 years in the military and then accidentally misspeak and then accidentally miswrite and accidentally miscampaign on falsehoods. No, I'm sorry. He's a liar. He's a piece of crap. And shame on you, Minnesota, that you put somebody so utterly, morally incompetent in office as Tim AWOLS, Mr. Tampon Tim. But you can peak too early. And to help make this point, and I'm probably spending too much time on this, but I think it's important. I'm not a huge football fan, but less so all the time, actually, as they become increasingly woke. And then the Super Bowl had their queer clinic offer, and then tranny clinic. I mean, it was nauseating. Just like I didn't watch the Olympics. I'm not watching stuff where the advertisers are going to benefit from a production that involves things that are distinctly anti-God, grossly immoral, things that five-year-olds could tell you are wrong. Show a five-year-old a picture of a baby in the womb and on the scope and ask that child what it is. They'll tell you it's a baby. Should you be able to kill it? The kid will look at you in horror unless he's been raised in some left-wing maniacal household like Pete Buttigieg's. But you can peek too early. The NFL comparison and analogy here is this. What would you rather be, in first place in the middle of the season, and it looks like it's almost impossible, maybe two-thirds of the way through the season, for you to not make it to the playoffs, and then you sort of hit the skids, and yeah, you make the playoffs, but you lose three or four out of your last five games? Or would you rather be the team that actually has dragged and just kind of, has just done not well through two-thirds of the season, but maybe they're close to 500 ball, and then they win the last five or six games? Where's the trend line at the time that the trend indicates something? Not in the beginning, not in the middle, but at the end. As I like to say, it doesn't matter how you start. It only matters how you finish. And I say that spiritually. It doesn't matter what kind of sinner you were at the beginning of your life, as long as you end up serving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a whole lot better than serving him as a kid or a young man and then going south and becoming an apostate later in life. Doesn't matter how you start, only matters how you finish. And what's the trend line near the finish? Those teams like the Philadelphia Eagles, who everybody thought had it sewed up, not just the playoffs, not just the number one seed, but the Super Bowl itself had it sewed up based on a record that was just supposed, they peaked too early. And that's what I'm hoping about Dumb and Dumber here, that this is their peak. And now it's a long, slow slide downhill from here. Well, that's my hopes. Okay. What's the theme of the DNC? What's the theme of this convention? One word. Lying. Lying, lying, lying. That's all they do are lies. It's in the Democrat DNA. It's in the left's DNA. I mean, so Clinton comes out. He spends all of his time bashing Trump. That's all they do is bash Trump. Talking about Cammy Baby having, quote, in his words, has the sheer joy, end quote. Well, why wouldn't she have the sheer joy? She's got the media on her side. I mean, the media is sucking Democratic swamp water more than a pump trying to drain Lake Okeechobee. Okeechobee, I say that is? I don't know if I said it right. Down in Florida. And then spewing it out through the water systems around the United States. That's what the left does. Sucks out dirty swamp water and then redirects it through the moral and media pipelines in the United States. She's got them. She's got academia, loosely so-called. She's got the movie industry. She's got corporate America. She's got all these heavyweights from Clinton to Obama to blah, blah, blah. Go on and on. And has sheer joy. Well, why wouldn't you, if you were Cammy Baby, have sheer joy about not having to win one single vote, one single delegate vote, and not having to ever do, since you were coronated, one single press conference? 32 days without a press conference because we got the media using as your marketing arm. They're doing all the work, spreading all the lies. All she can do is cackle like the stinking hyena that she sounds like. And she is an idiot. She's an idiot without a compromised cognitive ability. Whereas Biden was an idiot in part, he's never been very bright, as due to cognitive impairment. There is a difference. But that only makes Harris worse. She has no excuse. So she's supposed to, all they say is joy, joy, joy. You know, I was listening to that, and I was thinking about the song I sang as a kid in Sunday school. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Well, I'll tell you, when you're really excited, you will say that. But when the Democrats have to tell everybody how joyful it is every 8 minutes, it's not joyful. So Clinton talks about nothing but bashing Trump, and then Harris has pure joy when Clinton doesn't, as he hangs there with his mouth open like Joe Biden. Gosh. More lies. Lies, lies, lies. The UAW president, can't think of his name, he said illegals are not invading our nation. Now, that's the head of the UAW. The rank and file say this guy is so screwed up, and they're voting for Trump. They're the blue dog Democrats that are now going to vote Republican. Are you serious? 10, 12, 18 million illegals come in, and the UAW guy has the guts to get up there and say that illegals are not invading the nation? Well, you can only lie in the environment where everybody else is lying, and therefore you know you will not be held accountable. It's just a string of liars. Oh, my gosh. It just, and I'd like for this to get better. It just is not. But the party that claims that it's, you know, like every time they say there's joy every 8 minutes, we know there's not joy. They're trying to create it by just saying it. It's sort of like every 8 minutes they're talking about saving democracy when we all know that they're trying to destroy democracy. I mean, even Jill Stein comes out and says it's not the Democratic Party of which she was actually part of or is. They're the anti-Democratic Party because they've tried to shut down her campaign. They're the anti-Democrats. They shut down RFK Jr. They wouldn't let him into a debate. And now what do we have? RFK Jr.'s vice presidential candidate, I can't think of her name offhand, is saying since the Democrat Party is anti-Democrat, they're looking to join Donald Trump because maybe the Republicans will let them in. The Democrats won't. In the name of democracy, what do they do? Democracy means squeezing out legally or illegally everybody who has any remote possibility of taking control away from you. That's their definition of democracy. Okay, next. Where am I here? I like something J.D. Vance. You know, I got to tell you, I am growing to like him. I didn't dislike him. I really questioned the legitimacy of the pick. I still think the the main man was Ramaswamy sitting at the top, frankly. That's not a dislike of Trump. It's just that now he's trying to fight the old man charge, being the old man in the group here. Well, J.D. Vance, who's what, 39, he came out and said something that sums it up. Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. Well said, J.D. He's out there. He's the fighter, because I have noticed something about Donald Trump lately. I've watched him. He doesn't have the fire. He appears fatigued, burdened, weighed down. I don't know if there's a health issue. I would be surprised if there wasn't. Look what this man has been put through. I mean, if he died next week, I think you could charge the Democrats with murder. And I mean it. At least aiding and abetting the death of Donald Trump. And I'm thinking about, because I'm not going to have time this week, but I'm doing next week's program on what if Donald Trump passed away before the election. You're not going to want to miss it. I woke up with some thoughts racing through my head, but I kind of got to cover stuff in order. So the lies continue from the party that lies. The DNA is in the left, because the Biden administration, they overestimated the job gains by 818,000. Right? 818,000. We overestimated. No, they didn't overestimate it. They lied. This is what they do. They just have to understand that whatever they say, just assume it is a lie. Michelle Obama comes out, shouts out the words "trans kids." What a piece of crap she is! My gosh, look, Obama himself comes out and he does all this bashing of Trump. He bashes the Republicans for a half an hour. And then what does he do after that? He calls for unity. This is the Democrat approach. Bash the crap out of your opponents and then chide them and try to shame them for not coming along and agreeing with all the Trump, with all the Republican bashing you just got done saying. It's ridiculous. I mean, if somebody votes Democrat, they got to be absolutely stupid or immoral or gutless or probably a combination of two of the three at the very least. So Obama then, this is unbelievable. He comes out and he's bashing Trump, doing what he always does. And which is his kind of stock and trade, I guess. He comes out and his speech also, guess what? What characterized Brock's speech? Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. Then he goes on to this part, and I watched it. I wrote down, I read his speech. It's interesting because the transcript here does not take note of Obama's hand gestures he made giving the speech. So he said, you know, like, what's with this with Trump anyway? All the childish nicknames. So he's castigating him for supposedly being childish, meaning Obama doesn't like the nicknames that Trump uses because the nicknames are true. He's talking about these childish nicknames and then about the conspiracy theaters. And then he goes with, what's with this weird obsession with crowd size? And you saw what he did, right? When he starts talking about size, why does size matter? He takes his hands, which are up in the air, and then he takes them down to basically his crotch, as close as he could get to the crotch, and be above the lectern, and brings his hands right down into the area around his penis. Sorry, gotta say it. I could use worse words for that, but I can't. So this is a guy who just gets done bashing Trump for childish nicknames and then does this child, I mean, not only childish, it's vulgar, doing this bringing his hands down into the crotch area to convey a message not so veiled. And how do we know it wasn't veiled? Because the crowd of left-wing weenies that populated this place went wild when he did it. He's got no class. What a crude joke. This is the ex-president of the United States. Oh my gosh. It's just interesting. But you know what? I got to thinking two things as it relates to Obama here. I mean, yeah, he's a liar. Pelosi, all she did was lie. Schumer, all he did was lie. Biden, 100% liars. B.O. and M.O., Michelle and Barack Obama, Pete Buttigieg, all they know how to do is lie. They lie with a smile on their face and lie with great felicity, which would be the old English word to describe the ease and joy with which they lie, because they don't even know themselves to be the liars anymore. Since you see, when liars are surrounded by liars, those liars don't think they're lying anymore. They think that's telling the truth. But what's the deal here? 2 Thessalonians, folks, in the latter days, God will send them a spirit of delusion that they should believe lies. They believe their own lies because they're surrounded by liars who do nothing but reinforce the lies. So Obama's got no class here, of course, but a couple of things here. I thought, why, when he starts referencing male anatomical parts by gesture, this is the Obama, which we did, what, 6-8 months ago? We read the emails and things from the party, verified. The media ignored it because he can't make it go away other than by ignoring it, how he was infatuated with the idea of having homosexual sex. He was a sodomite. He had his queer lovers in Chicago. The guy is screwed up. He is a queer on steroids, or at the very best, bisexual. So is it any shock that this guy would go to the gutter visually to reference the size of somebody else's male anatomy? No. No, fully expected out of this guy. You know, the other thing I did, and I did this before the convention, and I had a party who was helping me load something in my trunk commented on it about 2 to 3 months ago. I got out my old magnetic bumper sticker that says Impeach Obama. And I put it on there. And this guy helping me load something into the trunk, he saw it. He said, "Boy, you got that right." I said, "Yeah, because everybody knows who's pulling the strings. Obama. He's a puppet master. He's a man behind the curtain that everybody is being told, like in The Wizard of Oz, ignore that man behind the curtain. That's the guy pulling the strings. So that's why the bumper sticker Impeach Obama actually still has relevance." Wouldn't have thought that we would get there, but we did. Okay, Joey, let's go back to the lies. No, back to the lies. We've never gotten away from the lies. So Biden is screaming, hollering, and yelling at people and telling them about joy. Choose joy. As he's hollering and screaming and bellowing like a, I don't know, like what? I'm not even sure. Screaming Joe Biden, who then comes out to say that Donald Trump's supporters, ready for this? They, quote, can't think and they can't read very well. All right, I want you to just ponder what was said by the man who said it the other night, Joe Biden. Trump supporters can't think and can't read very well. You will get the answer to the riddle when we return. Don't go away. The Robin Walters Show.
The Robin Walters Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat.
We are back. Okay, the answer to the riddle here, or as it is. So Biden says Trump supporters can't think and they can't read very well. Now, I want to cover this from a couple of points. First of all, consider this is being said by a guy who can't think at all, complaining about those who he doesn't think can think very well. This is a guy whose mind is shot. He's a mental zombie. He's a weirdo. All he can do is short little lies that he's attempting to read, and he's complaining about other people not being able to think very well, where if you gave Donald Trump a cognitive test, he would shine. Give Joe Biden a cognitive test, and you'd find out that actually he's down somewhere in the idiot, I forgot how they are ranked, idiot. And there's a couple of classes for people who have very, very little cognitive ability. He's down there. But this is a guy who can't think virtually at all, saying that Trump supporters can't think. And he said Trump supporters can't read very well. This coming from a guy who has not successfully read a teleprompter in 3.5 years, saying that Republicans, Trump supporters, can't read very well, when Joey's out there showing that not only does he have to read, but even though he has to read, he can't read. Because he's doing a speech and he's saying stop, or he's saying the word pause. He's saying the words on the teleprompter that are supposed to be a clue to him to stop or to pause. And he's reading the clues. He's reading the instructions to himself. And he's complaining about others that can't think or can't read very well. The hypocritical crapola of the Democrat Party. Well, does this remind you of anything? Yeah. His comments should remind us all of Hillary Clinton talking about all the basket of deplorables. This is what Biden is calling Trump supporters. You can't think, can't read very well. Basket of deplorables. It's like Barack Obama complaining about all the people who cling to their guns and to their religion. How disparaging is that, Barack? And I need to remind you, Barack, since you don't know jack squat crap diddly iota about the Constitution, that those people are clinging to the Second Amendment and the First Amendment in that order, their guns and their religion. Lies, lies, lies. Biden comes out and says we could takes credit for creating 500,000 EV charging stations. Is it a lie? Well, let me tell you how many charging stations actually were built and activated under Joe Biden for billions of dollars. 7.5 billion. Eight. He says there were 500,000. How many were actually built? Eight. And the lies just simply continue. Okay, so Biden's speech, it was just wall-to-wall lies. Everybody's wall-to-wall lies. I'm sorry I can't get away from this topic, but that's just, you know, what it is. But I think it's time to actually read what Trump said in response to the reporter's questions about the Charlottesville. Now, Biden, all the others simply lie and say, well, that's what Trump said. There are very fine people there talking, saying basically the racist and white supremacists are very fine people. That's all he says. He's repeated it. If he's said it once, he has said it 100 times. And others have said it, even though up very recently Snopes, which is a left-leaning whack job, supposedly fake fact-check organization, said it's clearly false, or at least it's partly false. So because nobody seems to really know what he said, I decided to go get it and read to you so you will know why it is the Charlottesville hoax. In other words, the story that never occurred and what the truth is. It was in August 2017. You had some white nationalists. No question about it. They held a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville because of the city's decision to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. General Robert E. Lee, I don't care whether you shut me down in the future or not, was a great general. He was a very compassionate man. They had slaves, but a slave, the issue is less a matter of ownership as it was back in that time than it was an issue of how were they treated. Robert E. Lee loved those who essentially he considered them employees. But he was a great man in all other respects, and so we're going to just sort of tear down statues because of our imposition of a 21st century value 2 centuries ago or century and a half ago. Well, be that aside, the rally escalated, ended in violence. The governor declared a state of emergency. National Guard stepped in to clear the area. And after the crowd was dispersed, the car ran into the counter-demonstrators, which was BLM and Antifa, as though they are a bunch of righteous people, right? I don't think so. Killing, who was it, Heather Heyer. And then there were 19 others that got injured. And so Trump held a press conference to discuss an executive order, but decided to then also address the issue of what happened in Charlottesville. And he had said, look, stand back and stand by, which some said was racist. In other words, it just was stand back and stand by. Look, just calm down. Just back off here. But I'm going to read to you from the original story that came out. It says, according to the transcript from the White House, the Trump quote in question was in response to a reporter who said, and I quote, Mr. President, are you putting what you're calling the alt-left and white supremacists on the same moral plane? Trump in response said, quote, excuse me, they didn't put themselves. And he didn't finish that comment. He said, and you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were fine people on both sides. End quote. What he's saying is clear. There are bad people on both sides, but there are some fine people. There's some people that were good people that were caught up in this that are on each side. Not everybody marching was a white supremacist. You could not be a white supremacist. You could not be a KKK person, but still want to keep the statue of General Robert E. Lee. You might have people on the left who hate everything that the South supposedly stood for, but were not necessarily BLM and Antifa. That was the whole point. But does he get quoted on that? No. Biden, all they just say they were very fine people. They don't say, they never finish this quote and say on both sides. So after further questioning from the reporter, the responses from Trump about people who were at Charlottesville rally to support keeping the Robert E. Lee statue, the president said, look, quote, you're changing history. You're changing culture. and you had people, and I'm not talking, I'm still quoting here, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists. So, then Joe Biden says, it was because of Trump's response to Charlottesville is the core reason behind why I decided to run for president. Well, how about that? He decides to run for president knowing that he's misquoting and taking out of context what Trump said. The guy bowed out of politics decades ago for lying. Then he got caught plagiarizing not once but twice. He has not done nothing but lie. He is not a 50-year servant of the public. He's a 50-year government, my got my head in the pig trough employee. That's all he is. He's had his head in a government pig trough for 50 years, and they want to lift him up as being some great public servant. Look, he sucked in law school. He couldn't get a decent job other than in government. And then he just hung around for five decades. But he used that to justify his run. So the lying just continues and continues. And with Cammy Baby, she says, I'm going to build 3 million homes in 4 years. Well, you said you were going to build all these EV stations, and you built 8. Cammy Baby, you and Joe built 8 EV stations in 2.5 years, but you're going to build 3 million homes in 4 years. You're going to fix the border, baby. Yeah, you're going to fix the border. That's what you're saying. You're going to fix it when you had 3.5 years to fix it and have not done jack squat crap diddly. You said you're going to fix inflation, but you've been 3.5 years not doing diddly jack squat crap diddly. I guess to double diddly there to do anything about it. But you're going to fix it. You're going to fix it. And then you say, when I'm in office, I'm going to do this. You've been in office, baby. How stupid are you? You've been there. Hey, stupid girl, you've been there for 3.5 years. Your fingerprints are on everything Joe Biden has done. You've supported everything he's done. Your name is on it. Your signature is on it. Everything. Well, let's go to the planned non-parenthood truck parked outside the DNC to offer free vasectomies and abortions. Now, I'm supposing that the free abortions were the abortion pill they're handing out. How the vasectomies work, I mean, did you see the truck? It looks like a repainted Oscar Mayer wiener truck. Is that intentional? That they got the wiener truck out there to do vasectomies? I don't know. But how do you do that? I like the guy that the Babylon Bee piece, where the guy who's lamenting the fact that he was in line thinking that he was getting a free burger and ended up with a vasectomy. But apparently what it tells me, since they're parked outside the DNC, that apparently even Democrats actually don't want Democrats to procreate. That's why it's parked there. Okay, so Trump, supposedly according to Obama, has this fascination or obsession with crowd size. Well, maybe he should, because we all saw those pictures back in 2016 where you had dummied photos of Clinton rallies where you could see the same head of a man and the same head of a woman popped in different places from a high-angled shot of the supposed rally. They did that to fill up all the empty seats. There was a one rally where this reporter, the videographer, got canned because during her speech he turned around and there were only there were only three rows deep in a place that held 8,000 people. Couldn't get a crowd. So why would you be fascinated with crowds? Well, you would be fascinated if it means that the person is lying or photoshopping or structuring the whole thing to have it appear that there's just tens of thousands of people there. So Trump fills up stadiums everywhere, and you end up with 10,000 to 15,000 waiting outside. So let's go to Kamala Harris's rally in North Carolina. And why? Because this deception is simply a different form of lying. The crowd in North Carolina, and I forgot what city it was in, had only 109 attendees. That included press and staff. Press and staff. The photo shows people in only two rows in the front, and out of that 109, something like 78 of them were up on stage behind Cammy to look like it was this humongous crowd. Total lie, complete lie, but that's what she does. It's in the DNA. So J.D. Vance, who I just keep, like I said earlier, I keep liking this guy better and more. And you don't want to miss next week's program when I talk about what happens if Trump passes away before the election. I think you'll be startled. And, I'll just leave it there. But J.D. is becoming the pit bull for the campaign, and that's great. He came out and said, giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy is like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking. He nailed it. And he's got the guts to say these things. And he is honestly a little quicker and sharper than Trump when it comes down to it. Now, I have not been uncritical of Donald Trump. And I'm going to give him two enormous criticisms right now. He's looking fatigued. He's looking tired. But he needs to make his speeches shorter, much shorter. Do a few key rallies. Get a little more sleep. And look, he's burdened down with the possibility of going to jail. What happens if he gets sentenced and he's in jail? Maybe we can talk about that next week. But if Trump loses, And Harris beats him legitimately, which I don't think is possible, it's going to partly be because the one who beat Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's got to quit saying these stupid things that he's saying. And I will tell you, there's a lot of ads the left could do and simply quote Trump accurately. Not the Charlottesville hoax. That's bogus. But accurately. I mean, it could be that Trump beats Trump, which would be a horrible, horrible ending to this cycle, and could only cause me to conclude that God is just simply had it. Time is up. Says his spirit will not always strive with man, and now it's time to judge the United States and hang in there for the big whack job that we'll get. What we are going to cover on future programs. But he came out and said, he gave, I can't think of what her name is now, Adelson, Miriam Adelson, I think was her name, this Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor that you can get. And he went out and said that this medal was better than the a higher medal than the military honor of the Congressional Medal of Honor, because he said, quote, those fighting soldiers were either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times or they're dead. That's a quote. That is a quote. And I thought, oh my gosh, Trump, did you really say that? You got the Wounded Warriors Project. You got all these guys without legs and arms and spinal cord injuries and everything who are around in wheelchairs, and they are less worthy because of their injuries or the ones that have died than giving it to the wife of the man who has given your campaign more money than any other individual. Mr. Edelman is dead. He gave this honor to his wife, who no doubt carries on and is a great woman. But let's just alienate a whole bunch of vets, the one group that you have pretty much 100% behind you, and I hope still are. But why do you say these things? Why do you do these things? And then he goes on to go super stupid by contending, quote, I am much better looking than her, referring to Harris. course, it should be, I'm much better looking than she, but Trump's never been great on his grammar. He told this is at Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania. Then he continues, look, I am a better looking person than Kamala. He said, Time magazine doesn't have a picture of her. They have this unbelievable artist drawing her because they took a lot of pictures that didn't work out, so they had to hire a sketch artist. How does he know that? And even if it's true, why are you saying it? Why give more people more reasons to not like you? It has nothing to do with the campaign. And look, you're not better looking. And who cares? I mean, are you that narcissistic? Knock it off, Donald. Knock it off. Oh, it's frustrating. Well, I'm going to finish with this piece. You've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it for maybe the eighth time, ninth time. I would wish people will not use the word progressive, because progressive means progressively evil. Not natural or good progress, as in the development of electricity and the capability of electricity or gasoline or the computers and so forth. Not that kind of progression. I mean, this is the progression that identifies progressives is the unquestionable enlargement and intensity in the scope of evil. That's all it is. I mean, consider Jimmy Carter. Not bad, not good, certainly not great, Carter inflation, so forth. But in the evil department, we stepped up a notch to Bill Clinton. Yeah, progressive there, progressively evil. And then we stepped from Bill Clinton on the Democrat side to Barack Hussein Obama. Absolute giant leap in evil, progressively evil. And then from BO1 to BO2, Joe Biden. And then from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. Yeah, they're progressive. They're progressively evil, fighting, clawing, and scratching their way all the way to hell. And so what do they do? The Democrats, every single one of these Democrat presidents and President wannabe with Harris lies more than the previous Democrat presidential candidate. Till we're to the point now where they are utterly and totally consumed with lies. To the point that they have these bogus organizations now called Evangelicals for Harris. What? And Christians for Harris. What? And then taking Billy Graham's image and putting it on a pro-abortion ad. Well, Trump did a little bit of the same. And, you know, I guess I'm just going to do something like this. So they and the left is absolutely beside themselves when he came out with a group called Swifties for Trump. Those who love Taylor Swift, but they're actually voting for Trump. The left cannot handle. They go bananas, berserk. They get maniacal when anybody uses some of their own tactics against them. Well, I will conclude with this. I thought it was interesting that Trump was asked about whether or not he would consider Elon Musk for a cabinet position. Now, I can't imagine Musk would ever accept it anymore, and for reasons like Rush Limbaugh would accept the continuous tugs to run for the Senate in Florida and so forth. Rush knew where he was the most effective, and that was on radio with 20 million listeners every day saying things for which he could not be interrupted, could not be gaveled down by a judge. He had the freedom. It's why I like the radio. It's why I like radio and preaching better than practicing law, because I'm not going to get interrupted by somebody filing an objection or a judge upholding an objection for something I say. That's what I mean, just as a matter of, like, can I have greater influence? But his answer, Musk, and Trump said he's a smart guy, You know, I'd love to have him for a cabinet position. He didn't say he asked him. He just said he's a smart guy. I'd love to have him. Musk, without being asked, saw Trump's comments, and this was his tweet. He said, yes, I would accept an appointment as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency. Oh, my gosh. I cracked up. This is such classic Elon Musk. There is no department, okay? There would have to be one created, but the department would be created for the sole purpose of getting rid of other departments and the ones that are absolutely critically necessary, hewing them down to the size that they actually fit inside their pants financially. The Department of Government Efficiency. Wow. Even Elon, who makes no pretense of being a Christian, he knows Satan is a liar. He knows that. He's the father of lies, and the Democrats are his children. He knows that. He has said it not in those words, but his eyes are being opened, and I'm thrilled to see how God has plucked him for this job. God bless you all. Sit tall in the saddle, America. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ.